Ida Gotkovsky is a French composer with a Texas connection. She was born in 1933 into a family of musicians and has had a big composing career in Europe, including the garnering of several prizes. The Lily Boulanger Prize, the Grand Musical Prize of the City of Paris, two prizes of the Institut de France, and various others. She has in her catalog many orchestral works, concertos, two operas, a ballet, numerous chamber works, and vocal music. Her compositions have been performed in Japan, the former USSR, and the United States, and commissioned by the French state and by other countries. She taught composition in Texas in the 80s and has been honored for her work as a professor of composition. Ida Gotkovsky's musical creed is, quote, to create a piece of art which is universal and which, thanks to the use of a strict modern language, helps to create a unity in the musical expression of all times, unquote. We're going to hear Poème de Feu, a work in two movements for symphonic band. Here is what the composer wants us to know about the piece. From time immemorial, man has shown a special awe for fire. There are numerous legends about the origin of fire that give it a sacral character. In these legends, fire is often seen as the link between the creator and man. There is a myth coming from the Celtic tradition which is closely related to that of Zoroaster. During the rituals of spring, men would kindle two fires. While the first one, which had been maintained and worshipped all year, was gradually dying out, the second one was used to kindle the new fire, according to an ancient and magic ritual in which heaven and earth came to a symbiosis. While the fire was flaring up high, all the village, the people and their herds, passed in a long procession between the two fires, the two movements of the poem piece. The first movement evokes a gigantic fire, the source of life, the evocation of creation. The second movement describes a liberating, unbridled power. With increasing energy and passion, the work ends in an apotheosis of fire. Prometheus' prayer is answered. Now let's hear Ida Gotkovsky's Poème de Feu, Poem of Fire, performed by the Symphonic Band of the Belgian Guides, conducted by Norbert Nozy.